Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're back. Yes, you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, or you might have downloaded it from iHeart. It's the podcast that gives you the latest medical news of the week, but much more importantly than that, it tells you what it means for you. So you get to live at the top of your curve till very near the end. And this is a great way of changing. You'll hear from our interview this week about a common problem, all too common problem, that is why women need to be alert to self-defense and what the red zone is. Next week, we've also got a great guest lined up. We're going to talk about breast cancer next week and all of the excitement in cancer, because there is a lot of excitement in cancer. But for now, let's talk about the news of the week that's here now and that you can act on. And the first thing is coffee. That's right. This was a record week in coffee. If you were an investor, I don't know what happened to the price of coffee, but I do know that the respect coffee got in the medical community increased dramatically. Two studies, one in 10 European countries, 400,000 people plus. They found that no matter what country you were in, no matter whether you were female or male, no matter whether you were young or old, you got a benefit in general from coffee, and you lived longer, about 3 years longer, if you drank coffee. All-cause mortality down 18% if you had 3 cups or more of coffee a day, 3 cups a day. And we'll tell you who got the benefit and who didn't get the benefit. And it really means black coffee, not with cream, and coffee through a filter, not unfiltered coffee. The second interesting study was in the United States, where they looked at, if you will, the same type of question, but in different ethnicities, and found no matter whether you were Asian, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, no matter what, male or female, you had a decreased risk of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, liver failure, diabetes, 9 forms of cancer, and that all those over 35 got a benefit with an average reduction of 18%, again, in all-cause mortality. Who gets the benefit? It's those who are fast metabolizers. That is, with 1 cup of coffee, you don't get headaches, gastric upset, anxiety, or increased abnormal heart rhythms. And that is, in fact, the wellness foreplay story of the week. Coffee is linked to a lower death risk. Wellness foreplay, the other way, that is with the number 4-play. Toxic bacteria often lurk in children's and dogs' sandboxes. The Adomegas, the chemicals in your mac and cheese, and well beyond wellness, dark hair dye and chemical relaxers are linked to breast cancer. Well, we're going to talk a lot about breast cancer next week. But let's get to what this means this week. So, first story, if you like coffee, make sure you have it through a filter. Don't have it with a lot of additives, no extra sugar, no extra cream. But do enjoy it, because it will decrease your all-cause mortality as well as your risk of diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, 9 cancers, liver failure, type 2 diabetes. It's just good stuff. How about dark hair dye and the chemical releases linked to breast cancer? Well, African-American and white women who regularly chemically straighten their hair or dyed it dark brown or black have an elevated risk of breast cancer. How great an elevated risk? It's a 74% increased risk. It's practically doubling your risk of breast cancer if you used a dark hair dye or a chemical relaxer. I don't want to say anything more about that other than the fact that you can avoid dark hair dyes, you can avoid relaxers, and I even think you should avoid all hair dyes. But there's no reason to believe that chemical relaxers and hair dyes would increase the risk for women of one race or not of another. And in fact, it increased those things that increased risk or decreased risk for one group, one ethnic group, did it for all in this studies of both coffee and of hair dyes. What about the risk of mac and cheese? You say, this is crazy. That's right, it is crazy. What they have found in mac or cheese is that the way it's packaged, that is, that plastic package is used by the cheese to take the phthalates out of the plastic package and put it into your mac and cheese. That's right. This group looked at 10 different varieties of mac and cheese, including some that were labeled organic, and found high levels of phthalates, chemical disruptors that I'll explain about in a second, in every one of those packages and in every mac and cheese sample they tried. What does it mean for you? Don't have mac and cheese unless you actually make the mac and cheese yourself. And the cheese should be the inner parts of cheese of a big slab, not the outer shavings. Why? Because the outer shavings are often wrapped in plastic, and that cheese absorbs the phthalates, meaning you don't get to produce the amount of testosterone you normally would, whether you're male or female, or the amount of estrogen, whether you're a male or female, which means it makes you a girly man or makes you, in fact, different in functioning than you would function. At least that's what these scientists said in their paper. So what do we mean? Make sure that you make mac and cheese. And maybe the best way is to say, just don't have any cheese, because cheese has bad things that it does to your bacteria inside you. And that brings up our next story. Toxic bacteria often lurk in children's and dogs' sandboxes, right? Playground sandboxes harbor deadly and drug-resistant strains of Clostridium difficile, research in Spain shows. So is this just a Spanish problem? We don't think it is. That is, the dogs, where it isn't harmful, will do their stuff in the sandbox when it isn't covered well at night, and the kid who plays it in the day, oh God, it's hard to envision this, but you can envision it. They will often touch the sandbox with their hands, touch their face with it. What's the message for you? The take-home, cover every sandbox when they're not in use, and really strain the sand and keep the dogs out of the sandbox as well. And keep all dogs, not just your dog, other dogs out. So where have we been? We started out by telling you coffee is good for you, and make sure it's through a filter without additives like sugar or cream. The second thing is dark hair dye, that dyeing your hair dark. Maybe blondes really do have much fun because they live longer. But dye your hair dark, or use chemical relaxers that increases the risk of breast cancer, increasing the risk of endocrine disruptors, not having the right amount of estrogen or testosterone for your brains to develop and your bodies to develop normally is what happens when you use mac and cheese from prepared packages. And it's in almost every one of the packages. Cover your sandbox was the last story. Now, let me tell you how important the microbiome, that's the bacteria inside your gut, is becoming. Well, Nestle has just made a major investment in a microbiome diagnostic company. So big food companies are beginning to believe that this is important. Women who have high-risk pregnancies, that is, who get diabetes or who get hypertension during their pregnancy, they have a lifelong risk of being more prone to heart disease by a factor of 2. So if your pregnancy was high risk, see your cardiologist to make sure you aren't of high risk. And if you are, make sure you get therapy for it, meaning take the statins early. Think about that aspirin, half a baby aspirin with half a glass of warm water, a baby aspirin, sorry, with half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. Take the multivitamin every day, half in the morning, half in the evening of a multivitamin. Why half? Because you pee out the water-soluble components. That's how you change the color of your urine, and why it's so important. Sleep apnea is linked to worsening diabetic eye disease. What does that mean? There's some really good new therapies for sleep apnea, which use nerves. You heard them on TV. Inspire, is really a good therapy for this. These new therapies stimulate the nerves, stimulate muscles, tighten your muscles up during your sleeping period so you don't have this increase in obstruction to breathing that is common in sleep apnea patients. That means you won't have the high blood pressure that follows that, and that means you won't have the eye loss that follows it. So really important to know if you've got sleep apnea and then to get one of the modern therapies for it. I think that's all we'll do. We've talked a lot about some of this new medicine stuff, but I think those are the real key important studies that came out this week, and I think that the key one from a prevention, make sure you get coffee. If you like it, it likes you. From a standpoint of avoiding disease, make sure you don't have cheese that's been wrapped in plastic. We're going to go back to glass bottles and glass containers to store food in, and I hope you choose that too. What does that mean for you and food that's left over after a meal? Well, maybe you should get glass jars and containers, and if you will, that you put stuff in glass like we did in the old days with the glass casseroles and the glass containers. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD and iHeart, bringing you the latest medical news and what it means for you, as well as the greatest guests. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week, and we have that awesome guest on breast cancer. We'll be back then, and you'll get to ask us questions. Feel free to tweet us. Feel free to ask us questions on our email hotline. And in the meantime, remember, you get to control how long and how well you live. Choose to stay young.